Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 15th November 2018 as part of Thursday live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, offering myself at his lotus feet. We begin this new session. Today we have a very beautiful bhajan to learn, a bhajan which used to be sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum, in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan in the 60s and 70s, and it describes Bhagwan so beautifully. This is how the first line of the bhajan goes.
Sai Satya Palana.
So this is what we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and then we'll spend some time ruminating on the beautiful significance of this bhajan, and in the end you will listen to how it sounds when sung in Prashanthi Nilayam, in Sai Kulwant Hall, when rendered by the students. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Sai Satya Palana, Baba Satya Palana, Sai Satya Palana, Shiridi Puri Vasa, Sai Sarvesha, He Parthi Puri Vasa, He Shiridi Puri Vasa, Sarvesha Satya Palana. Sai Satya Palana, Akhila Nivasa Jaya Rishikesha, Mangala Karahe Pavana Purusha, Shiridi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha, He Parthi Puri Vasa, He Shiridi Puri Vasa, Sarvesha Satya Palana.
So it's time now to learn how to sing this bhajan. We have Brother Ashwath now singing the tune of the bhajan very slowly. Please pay attention and pick up how this bhajan flows. It will give you so much joy.
This bhajan is set to Shruti G Pancham.
Sai Satya Palana, Sai Satya Palana, Baba Satya Palana, Baba Satya Palana, Shiridi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha, Shiridi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha, He Patti Puri Vasa, He Shiridi Puri Vasa, Sarvesha Satya Palana, He Patti Puri Vasa, He Shirdi Puri Vasa, Sarvesha Satya Palana. Sai Satya Palana, Sai Satya Palana, Akhila Nivasa Jaya Rishikesha, Akhila Nivasa Jaya Rishikesha, Mangala Karahe Pavana Purusha, Mangala Karahe Pavana Purusha, Shiridi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha, Shiridi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha, He Patti Puri Vasa, He Shiridi Puri Vasa, Sarvesha Satya Palana, He Parthi Puri Vasa, केशरडी पुरी वासा सर्वेशा सत्य पालना साई सत्य पालना
So that's the melodious bhajan from the yesteryears. If you have been listening to the bhajans that we have had in the vintage bhajan classroom and also seeing some of the videos of Mrs. Joshna Reddy on Radio Sai website, then you would have heard this bhajan sung by her. A very lovely bhajan which Bhagwan asked her to sing again and again. And we are really grateful to her. Thanks to her, she brought this bhajan back into our consciousness. Brother Ashwath rendered for you the tune. And now, let's spend some time relishing the beauty of the bhajan, its technical aspects, and then we'll move on, as always, to the meaning. So Anirudh, what is the raga behind this composition?
Sairam Bishu.
Sairam.
The raga behind this wonderful bhajan is Shankaravarnam, which is a very common raga or bilaval in the Hindustani classical music. And you also have a small deviation from Shankaravarnam, which is the ni. So you have both the komalni and the shuddhini. For example,
Shridi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha.
Here the ni is shuddhini.
Ni ni.
And if you come little down the bhajan lines,
Sai Pani,
this is komalni.
Saga.
So it is used in a very beautiful way, both the knees. And it's a simple bhajan to learn because all the notes are shuddh and very easy to follow also. Only thing, the lines, some lines are longer, some lines are short.
Like Shirdi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha.
That's a short line.
Yes.
He Parti Puri Vasa, He Shirdi Puri Vasa Sarvesha Satya Palana.
Wow. In fact, in that interview, she mentions how Swami added this extra.
Yes.
in this line. Perhaps, you know, just stressing how both the sais are embodiment of the truth.
Exactly. And the moment you hear this bhajan, you really get lost.
Yes.
It's really a vintage bhajan in the sense that it really gives the emotion of, and you can imagine how Swami used to enjoy asking this bhajan from Mrs. Jyotsna again and again. Like how we had Sri Raghavam.
Yes.
In the recent.
Correct.
So this bhajan Sai Satyapalana was sung more often in Mandir.
Yes. And of course they would go into multiple speeds. And generally all these speeds, bhajans which go into multiple speeds, you'd always see that, you know, there is a particular pattern that repeats, isn't it? And you have different stanzas, but it's generally very easy to follow. And the tune repeats with different words.
Yes.
And that makes it really very easy for people to follow.
Yes, yes, yes. And in fact, when I heard this bhajan in the recent Akhanda bhajan, really remembering how Swami used to enjoy in the Akhanda bhajan earlier years.
Yes, beautiful. And Shankaravarnam, as you mentioned, is a very common raga. I think any number of bhajans. In fact, many Swami bhajans are also in Shankaravarnam, isn't it?
Yes. Satyam Jnanam Antam Brahma.
Bada Chita Chora Vrindavana Sanchara.
That's a example with the komal ni. And you have like
Mana Mohana Anandala He Nanda Nanda Gopal.
And one very similar vintage bhajan we have done before, which exactly has the same feel, is
Sita Ram Naam Bhajo Madhura Madhura Sai Naam Bhajo Radhisham Naam Bhajo Madhura Madhura Sai Naam Bhajo Sai Satya Palana.
And as you sing more and more, you get into this bhajan and this bhajan mood. And when I was going through how Mrs. Jyotsna has sung this bhajan, it's so beautiful the way she gives the glides, where the feeling, where the emotion. So the palana word is so beautifully rendered.
Sai Satya Palana.
Though it really little elongates the
palana,
that gives little more feeling to it.
Yes.
And Baba. So much scope is there for emotion. Like, you can converse with Swami and it really makes others connect through the way you sing.
Baba Satya Palana Sai Satya Palana.
So we'll do the swaras?
Yes, the first line.
Sai Satya Palana Nini Saga Gagama Garisa Sa.
Nini Saga Gagama Garisa Sa.
Baba Satya Palana Mapamagari Gagamagari Sasa.
Mapamagari Gagamagari Sasa.
Shirdi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvisha. Nini Sari Gari Gagamagari Sasa.
Nini Sari Gari Gagamagari Sasa.
He Parti Puri Vasa, He Shirdi Puri Vasa, Sarvesha Satya Palana. Mama Mama Pamagamagari, Mama Mama Pamagamagari, Sarigari Gagamagari Sasa.
Mama Mama Pamagamagari, Mama Mama Pamagamagari, Sarigari Gagamagari Sasa.
Sai Satya Palana Nini Saga Gagamagari Sasa.
Nini Saga Gagamagari Sasa.
Akhila Nivasa Jaya Rishikesha. Re Re Mama Papa Mapada Pamagari.
Re Re Mama Papa Mapada Pamagari.
Mangala Karahe Pavana Purusha. Mama 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 Gama Pamaga Gama Gari Sasari Sani.
Mama 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 Gama Pamaga Gama Gari Sasari Sani.
Shirdi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha.
And the same set of swaras follow for these lines.
So let's discuss the beat also.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam or Keherva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sai Satya Palana.
Sai Satya Palana.
Baba Satya Palana.
Baba Satya Palana.
Shirdi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha.
Shirdi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha.
He Parti Puri Vasa, He Shirdi Puri Vasa, Sarvesha సత్య పాలనా
హే పతి పురివాస హే శిరిడి పురివాస సర్వేశ సత్య పాలనా
సాయి సత్య పాలనా.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. So we are done with how this bhajan should be sung as far as the raga is concerned and the beat is concerned. And now let's spend some time on what this bhajan is trying to tell us. Sai Satya Palana.
Sai Satya Palana.
It means Sai is the one who always follows the path of truth. He is in fact the truth. Whatever he says is truth. He is the one who protects truth. It is because of him that truth still exists. Sai Satyapalana.
Baba Satyapalana. Shirdi Purivasa Sai Sarvesha.
Baba Satyapalana. Shirdi Purivasa Sai Sarvesha. So when we say Shirdi Purivasa, we are referring to the Sai incarnation, which came down first in Shirdi. Bhagwan has mentioned in 1963 during that historic Guru Purnima how it was Lord Shiva who came down as Shirdi first, and Satya Sai is Shiva and Shakti. Sarvesha. Sarvesha means the Lord of all Lords. Shirdi Purivasa Sai Sarvesha. So he is the Paramashiva. He is the ultimate divine Master, the ultimate divine principle. That is what is conveyed. Shirdi Puri Vasa Sai Sarvesha, the ultimate one who came down and made Shirdi his earthly abode. Let's move to the next line.
He Patti Puri Vasa, He Shirdi Puri Vasa, Sarvesha Satya Palana.
So here the description of the Satya Sai avatar continues. So after Shirdi it was Puttaparthi. So here we say, hey Parthi Purivasa. So he gave that honor to Puttaparthi to be associated with his physical incarnation, just like Shirdi was blessed decades ago. Hey Parthi Purivasa, hey Shirdi Purivasa, Sarvesha Satyapalana. He is the one who protects truth, who takes care of truth. It's truth, Swami says. It is only Satya and Dharma because of which the galaxies move, the earth rotates and nature happens. Everything is based on Satya and Prema, love and truth. And love and truth are supported by the Divine, by Sai. He Parthi Purivasa, He Shirdi Purivasa, Sarvesha Satya Palana.
Sai Satya Palana.
We come back to Sai Satya Palana and then move on to another set of beautiful lines.
Akhila Nivasa Jaya Rishikesha.
Akhila Nivasa Jaya Rishikesha. Akhila means the whole universe. Akhila means something which is whole, complete. So it refers to the universe, the creation. Akhila Nivasa means he is the one who pervades everything, who is there everywhere. So the Sai that we were referring to till now, who made Shirdi his abode, Parthi his abode, he is the one who is there in every speck of this creation. Akhila Nivasa. Jaya Rishikesha. Victory to such a Lord. Rishikesha means one who in the form of the sun and the moon makes this world happy through his race. Because Rishi means that which gives happiness. Kesha means race. So Rishi Kesha is the one who gives us happiness through his race. just like the sun and the moon do. In fact, there is a statement of Lord Krishna found in the Mahabharata where Lord Krishna says, the sun and the moon through their kesa or rays always uphold the world by awakening it and causing it to sleep. By such awakening and sleeping, the world is delighted. Consequently, I have come to be known as Rishikesha. So Krishna explains why he is called as Rishikesha. The other meaning of Rishikesha reminds us of the complete unending joy within us. Because Rishikesha means he whose hair stands on end with joy. And that is what is Bhagwan. He's the Anandamaya Bhagwan. So he is the one who is bubbling with joy, whose every pore of his being is filled with joy, whose every strand of hair pulsates with joy, with Ananda. So that is the meaning of Rishikesha. So here we are adoring that Lord which pervades in every particle of this creation and who is filled with unending bliss. Mangala Karahe Pavana Purusha.
Mangalakarahe Pavana Purusha.
Mangala means auspiciousness. We are praying to this Lord Mangalakara. Please fill us with grace, fill us with that boon of joy. Pavana Purusha refers to the one who is the most pure one. Pavana is pure. Purusha is referred to that entity, that personality, the most sacred personality. We pray to that being to fill us with auspiciousness. So that is what is conveyed with Mangalakara, He Pavana Purusha. Then again, we repeat those lines, Shirdi Puri Vasa, Sai Sarvesha. He Parthi Puri Vasa, He Shirdi Puri Vasa, Sarvesha, Satya Palana.
Shirdi Puri Vasa, Sai Sarvesha. He Patti Puri Vasa, He Shirdi Puri Vasa, Sarvesha Satya Palana.
So this bhajan is all about the glory of the two Sais, Shirdi Sai and Satya Sai. In fact, it reminds me of a very beautiful incident which happened way back in the 40s. Swami inaugurated the shrine at Gindi in 1949 and Swami installed the statue of Shirdi Sai on February 3rd in that year, and that was the first time a statue of Shirdi Sai was ever installed in the world. On the inauguration day, Swami had many guests along with him who had come. Swami flew from Hyderabad and one of the guests was the Rani of Chincholi. Chincholi is a place in Karnataka, and the queen of Chincholi was a great devotee of Bhagwan in those days, and she was one of Swami's guests. It was actually during this time that she was getting introduced to Bhagwan, and before coming to Gindi, to Chennai for this function, Swami had stayed in Hyderabad in the palace of the Rani of Chincholi. And during that stay, one day Swami started saying to the queen that I have been a visitor in my previous incarnation as Shirdi Baba. So during his stay at the queen's place at Hyderabad, Swami one day told the Rani that he had previously visited their palace at Chincholi. And the Rani did not understand what Bhagwan was saying because she very well knew that this was Swami's first visit to her palace. And then Swami clarified and said, I have been a visitor to the palace in my previous incarnation as Shirdi Baba. I left my kamandalu, that vessel that is generally used for keeping water. Swami says, so I left my kamandalu there, I left my hookah, my pipe, and I left my robe at Chincholi. And I used your tonga too, Swami said. And Swami went on to give further details and said, the robe had been stitched with a needle used for stitching gunny bags. Each time I sat for a meal, water was kept only in that kamandalu, Bhagwan said. And she then instructed the queen to go to the palace at Chincholi and search for all the described items if she wanted proof. Swami gave the complete description of whatever was there inside that house. Swami quoted the speeches he had given when he, as Sai Baba of Shirdi, had visited their place and stayed for a few days. The Rani was so astonished to hear all these revelations. Bhagwan went on to give even facts about the renovations that have been carried out in the palace after his visit, and also mentioned that after Shirdi Baba stayed in her palace for a few days, when Baba wanted to return to Shirdi, the royal couple sent him back in their own tonga. So after Bhagwan made these revelations, everything was startling for the Rani, and when she returned to the palace at Chincholi after the function at Gindi, she had a search made in some of the storerooms which had been kept locked, and then she checked up on the repairs and renovations, and she found that everything that Swami had said was exactly to the way the changes had happened in the palace, to every last detail. In fact, for example, Swami had said that a certain margosa tree had been uprooted during the renovations, and that is how it had happened. And one day when the Rani was having one of the storerooms cleaned, she came across a beautiful brass vessel, a kamandalu. And so the Rani got it washed and polished, and then she put it on display in her drawing room. The next day, she found that there was a cobra encircling this vessel. So she thought that it is something auspicious. So she did aarti to that snake. And when she did that, that snake quietly moved away. Later, she took that kamandalu to Puttaparthi to show it to Bhagwan and to ask Swami about it, because she felt there is something mysterious about it. And the moment she arrived in Puttaparthi, Swami sent word asking her to come and see him. And Swami said, ask her to come along with my drinking vessel. And when she went to Bhagwan, Swami pointed the two Hindi letters engraved on that kamandalu, Sa and Ba. And Swami mentioned that this is what he had seen when he came there as Shirdi Sai Baba. And everyone was wondering, why did Swami ask for that vessel now? And that also very mysteriously unfolded because the Dasara celebrations were going on, and the priests had given the list of items that are needed for the various rituals. And in the last minute, the priest comes to Swami and says, Swami, there is one item which is not there, and that is very vital, and that is this kamandalu. And Swami says, wait 1 minute. And Swami goes to his room, and Swami comes down with this drinking vessel, and with this all the scriptural injunctions what are needed for the rituals were met. So this is how the divine works. It's on one hand, it was a revelation for the Rani of Chincholi, it was a revelation for the priest, it was a revelation for the whole world. In fact, later on, the Rani of Chincholi also found in one of their locked store yards a cart that Swami had referred to, that he used a tonga which they used to send him back to Shirdi, and they found that cart, and that is now very preciously preserved. So this is that Sai. You know, when Swami says, I was there in your palace, he always speaks the truth. He is the truth. Whatever he says becomes the truth. And here Bhagwan went to the pains of giving her details so that she can check and confirm about the divinity who was there right in front of her. He is Shirdi. He is Satya Sai. I'm reminded of a very beautiful talk that Mr. Sanjay Sahani gave during the Dasara celebrations 2018. He drew parallels to both the avatars to reveal the truth that these avatars, the Satya Sai avatar, stands for. Let's listen to that clip.
20th October 1961. It is Avatar Declaration Day. Dasara celebrations are on. At Prashantalyam, Bhagwan is addressing his devotees, and as he was concluding his discourse, these beautiful words came from his lips. He said, listen to my story. When you listen to my story, you forget the story of the world and live only in my story. till a time comes when you have no separate story to live or relate to. Well, to make you storyless is the scheme of Sai's story. Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita declared, Janma karma chame divyam yo vetti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti swarjuna. He who understands the divine nature of my advent and my actions, rest assured, O Arjuna, when he gives up the body, there will not be rebirth again for him. Never before in the history of time, never again in the future of time, will this kind of an occurrence ever take place. Never, not in the history of humanity, in the history of time. What is that special occurrence? There have been yugas in the past and there will be yugas in the future. There have been avatars in the past, there have been avatars in the future. There will be avatars in the future. But in all the cycle of yugas that were ever there and will ever be there, there is only once when this triple incarnation of Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai and Prem Sai takes place. Can we understand the magnitude of the grace that has been conferred on all of us to be born at such a momentous history, at the momentous time of human history? My mind goes to more than 100 years ago, but before that I recall the statement of John F. Kennedy, President of the United States of America. One day he was speaking to an audience, he said, all of us share a common link. We are all inhabiting the same planet Earth. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish the future of our children. And we all are mortal. Beautiful lines of the President of the United States. But the last part of the statement is something which Indian culture does not believe in. Because Veda Mata says, Shunvanto Vishve Amritasya Putraha. Shunvanto Vishve Amritasya Putraha. Do not believe anyone who tells you that you are mortal, because you are not mortal. You are immortal. You are Amritasya Putraha. And why are you immortal? You are immortal because your divine father and mother is immortal. If your divine father and mother is immortal, you, the child of immortality, cannot be mortal. And that is the story of Veda Purusha. The whole idea of having this Veda Purusha Saptaha Yagna is to experience that Veda Purusha. And that Veda Purusha gets manifest in the form of an avatar. So more than 100 years ago, this incident took place. What triggered it was something very mundane. A theft takes place somewhere in the state of modern Maharashtra, and the person who is caught for the theft, he made a false statement. He said, this jewelry was gifted to me by Sai Baba of Shirdi. So as the legal proceedings went forth, a summons was issued to Shirdi Baba. Obviously he did not heed to it. Then a warrant was issued in his name. Even that he did not heed to it, and some devotees sent word to the higher authorities, "Sir, Shirdi Baba is not like any other being. He is an extraordinary being. He is a Mahatma. He is a saint. And you cannot call him to a court to give evidence. So please, can you send a commission to Shirdi to take evidence in this particular legal case?" And the authorities accepted the contention of the devotees, and the commissioner landed up in Shirdi. A few hours before the arrival of the commissioner, suddenly the people of Shirdi find that Baba has become very active. Outside his Dwarka Mai, he arranges a chair, and in no time a court scene has been got ready. A few hours later the commissioner arrives. And why I am referring to this particular episode is because there is a very, very significant conversation which takes place at this juncture between the commissioner and Shirdi Sai. So the commissioner asks, "What is your name?" "People call me Sai Baba." "What is your father's name?" "Also Sai Baba." "Who is your guru?" "Venkusa." "What is your religion or creed?" "What religion?" "I belong to the class of Kabir." "What is your caste?" "Pavardigar." Pavardigar actually refers to God. He is beyond all castes. "What is your age?" "Lakhs of years." You can imagine the kind of conversation that is taking place. Here is somebody speaking from the platform of a human mind, and the person who is answering is speaking from the platform of the divine spirit. The commissioner says, "Will you solemnly affirm that whatever you are going to say is the truth and nothing but the truth?" "The truth." "There is this person who has been found with some stolen jewelry. Do you know him?" "Yes, I know him. I know everybody." "He says that he is your devotee, and he has come and stayed with you in Shirdi. Is it true?" "Yes. I live with him. I live with everybody." The commissioner was getting really nonplussed with the kind of answers that Baba was giving. "He says that you have given him this jewelry, stolen jewelry. Is it true?" "Yes. I gave it to him." "Who gives what to whom?" "If you have given him this jewelry, from where did you get the jewelry?" "It is stolen jewelry." "Everything is mine." Now the commissioner gets very, very vexed. He says, "Baba, this is a very serious case of theft. Please tell us, did you really give him this jewelry?" "What nonsense is this? Hey, Shaitan! What business I have to do with all this?" The commissioner became speechless. Then some devotees suggested, "Sir, if you do not mind, can we intervene? Baba has never left Shirdi ever since he came here in 1858. We have a village diary. You are saying that the theft took place on such and such date. The man says that Baba gave him the jewelry on such and such date. Please look up the village diary. It records every visitor in Shirdi on a daily basis." So the village records were called, and sure enough it was discovered that that visitor had not visited Shirdi. So the case fell through, and the commissioner said, "Baba, that person has not visited Shirdi, so you have not given him the jewelry. Is this your final statement?" "Yes." it is my final statement. And the case was closed as far as Baba was concerned. The man was convicted and given the imprisonment judgment. Now, why I'm referring to this particular episode is the conversation is a revelation of who is Sai Baba. Decades later, it is the village of Puttaparthi, and one day little Satyanarayan Raju is in a very jovial mood. His family members are there at home and he starts distributing so many things, sugar candy and what have you, and the message spreads to the neighboring houses and people start pouring in, and he's, you know, distributing left, right and center, materializing things, and message is sent to his father, Pedda Venkaparaju. He said, please come see what is happening in your home. So there's such a huge crowd, Venkaparaju arrives and he's struggling through the crowd to go near his son. Somebody tells him, please wash your face and wash your feet before you go near the giver of boons. Imagine, you know, you're telling the father that please wash your face before you talk to your son. And Venkaparaju is thinking, what is this my son is up to? He's up to tricks, he's hiding things. And before it becomes a tragedy, I must close this chapter. So he takes the stick in his hand and he goes forward. And in the presence of everybody, he asks, who are you? Are you a god? A ghost? Or a madcap? And this is the moment that the whole universe is waiting for. And Baba says, I am Sai Baba. I belong to the Apastamba Sutra and the Bharadwaj Gotra. Your Venkavadhuta prayed, and that is why I was born in this family. So Venkaparaju asks, what shall we do with you? And Baba says, worship me. When? On Thursdays. Keep your homes and hearts pure. This was that momentous occasion, 23rd of May, 1940. Bhagwan used to tell us, you know, these name, every name of God is so significant. One day he was talking about the Vedas, he said, every syllable in the Veda is actually the name of a God. And there are 13 lakh such syllables in the Veda. So every time you chant one mantra, you're actually taking the name of the God who is embodied in that mantra. So Swami said, you know, this Sai Baba actually means Sai, Saha plus Ai. Sa stands for divine, Ai stands for mother, and Baba stands for father. So Sai Baba means your divine mother and father.
So that was Mr. Sanjay Sahani speaking in the Sai Granth Hall during the Sara celebrations 2018. Nothing more needs to be said about the Sai principle. It is the principle for which another name is truth. And what is love? Love is expression of that truth in sincerity. That is what is love. Swami also had his name as Satyanarayana. His childhood name was someone who is the Lord of Truth. So that is what is conveyed in this beautiful bhajan. You know, as we sing this bhajan, we can be lost in the glory of both the Sai, Shirdi Sai and Satya Sai, and the Sai that is there in every speck of this creation, and the Sai that can fill us with auspiciousness. So we pray to that beautiful Lord to fill us with that joy that He is. And as you ruminate on this bhajan, please visualize this beautiful form of the divine, the form of Shirdi Sai, the form of Satya Sai. And if you think about these beautiful anecdotes that have been narrated, it will fill you with the joy, with the ananda that Sai is. Let's sing this bhajan once again along with all the students as it is sung in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir.
Sai हे शिर्डी पुरी वासा सर्वेशा सत्य पालना सर्वेशा सत्य पालना
पुरी वाचा हे शिर्डी पुरी वाचा सर्वेशा सत्य पालना
साई सत्य पालना
साई सत्य पालना
बाबा सत्य पालना शिर्डी पुरी वासा सर्वेशा सत्य पालना साई सर्वेशा
पुरी वासा साई सर्वेशा
हे पति पुरी वासा हे शिर्डी पुरी वासा सर्वेशा सत्य पालना
पति पुरी वासा हे शिर्डी पुरी वासा सर्वेशा सत्य पालना
हे पति पुरी वासा हे शिर्डी पुरी वासा सर्वेशा सत्य पालना
brings us to the end of this current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you so much. Salam.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 15th November 2018 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Milan, on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.